Hello there, it's Simon Smedley here from the Oldham Chronicle with the latest of my music features, and today I'm in the Bolton Horses pub in Chadderton, and I've been kindly joined by Dan Seal. Hiya Dan.
Hello mate.
Hello mate, it's nice to meet you, and Dan's here tonight to tell me all about his new website that he's building up, and it's dedicated to local music, or northern music if you like, and the name gives it away if you like. It's called Emerging North, and it's all Dan's idea. When did you kick it off, Dan, and give us a bit of an idea of your background and how you got the website off the ground there?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Well, it just started. I'm the guy at the gigs who's down at the front for all the support acts and checking them out and everything. And was just sometimes I was going to the gigs and they were better than the main acts themselves and things. And I just thought it must be hard for them to get the exposure that they need and that they deserve. So I just thought I'd like to give them a platform, and if I can just write a few words that helps them out.
Right.
And that's how it come about, really. And so, set up in June 2014,
it was about
18 months ago.
Yeah. Yeah. So have you got much of a background in music? I mean, did you play? Have you been in a band? Or is it just purely for the love of the...
Never been in a band. It's just pure love. I can play enough bass guitar to get me by. But
yeah.
So if you can't play, right.
Okay. So, fantastic. So you set it up roughly 18 months ago.
Yep.
Obviously, you've got quite a number of followers on Twitter, etc. now and stuff, but how do you feel it's going? You've got your different sections on there as well. Just tell us a little bit more about the website.
Yeah, of course, yeah. So we're about music for music. So About Music is a place where music lovers can come in and we can find new bands, and I promote the bands through that, and we have an artist of a month, gig of a month, and a track of a month. We also have a playlist of a month as well, where I select like 12 songs that I found out and about during that month and everything, and that's where you can come through and just find the bands who love that you just didn't know you love yet.
Then
For Music is hopefully going to be a bit of a directory for bands to come in, and there'll be studios on there, clothing, we're hoping anyway, that we can come in and maybe try and get some like exclusive discounts, and just a place where like just a directory really for them to just and have everything.
Yeah, because it's still a working process, I think it's fair to say.
Absolutely.
You're still working on the sections, but you do it purely in your spare time, so I mean, are you finding yourself not having much spare time now? Are you putting a lot of time into it?
Rushed off my feet, yeah, definitely. Really, really taking over, which is a good thing. It's good to know that there's bands out there, and you know, and I could like gigs every night if I wanted to, and music comes in every day and things. So, yeah, it's getting a bit much. It is taking over my life, definitely, for the better.
Yeah, good. So, Emerging North, like I say, the answer's in the title, really, but give us an idea of where a lot of these bands are kind of coming from. What's the sort of area that you get into cover?
Yeah, well, mainly it's Oldham, and it's the Manchester area mainly, because that's where I'm based and it's easier. But there's a lot of bands from Sheffield and Leeds at the moment who are looking very good. A couple from Liverpool as well who are massive. But it's mainly just random places. A few from Blackburn who have been in touch recently are decent. And we'll just cover that whole scope of just the north and qualify.
Firstly, I'll ask you, who's your favourite band of all the young bands out there at the moment, the emerging talent in the north, and then I'll ask you, who's your favourite Oldham band? But firstly, who's your favourite that you've got that you've covered up to now?
On a scope, taking the Oldham thing separately, there's a band called Larkins who are headlining our gig that we've got going on in January.
Yeah.
They are massive at the moment. Them and a band called Noah Ashes as well. Noah Ashes are different. It's certainly a different vibe, but they're brilliant. Live bands are one of the best out there.
And it is... Obviously, I'm finding I'm very busy with it. It's a very vibrant scene in Oldham itself.
Yep.
Is that the kind of impression that you're getting as well, Dan?
Definitely, yeah. There's some brilliant Oldham bands out there. You know, there's things like Golda Tungle.
Yeah.
There's two of the best bands out there at the moment. Yeah. And great that we're from Oldham and giving Oldham a scope. Definitely.
Yeah. Brilliant. And just talking to the visitors, it kind of leads me on perfectly to asking you about your first live night that you're doing, Emerging North Live, which is, just tell us a little bit about when it is and where it's going to be, Dan, and where people can get tickets.
Definitely. It's the 9th of January. It's at Artma, which is formerly Crack Gallery in the Northern Quarter. £5 a ticket, dead cheap. Just come into my website, emergingnorth.com. There's a link there where you can get through to them, or just drop me a DM on Twitter or anything at Emerging North, and I can sort you out there as well. And it's the visitors opening up for us, which is great. A band called Baron, who massive 2016 is their year, definitely. And then Larkins, as I mentioned before, they're headlining it. It's just, it's going to be great. It's going to be a really, really good night. It's probably going to sell out as well, which is massive.
Is there any particular reason why you picked those three bands, Dan, or is it just... just because you like...
That's it, yeah, just three of the best out there. But the thing that I wanted it to be, if we're hoping to make it a more regular thing. And it's me and my friend Daz who are doing it. He's got a new promotion thing coming out. And we're just hoping to do it together and get it hopefully once a month. And we're just going to handpick the best bands from around and just get them on the bill. And, you know, it's great that there's so many bands out there. These were just the three that I thought. There's a good scope of genres and not all too similar. Yeah. And it's just three of my favourite bands. Just made sense to get them on.
And I think you kind of hinted at it already, but tickets just seem to be selling pretty well, though.
Going out at hotcakes, even better than I can ever imagine. So it's buzzing with that.
Fantastic. Okay then, well I wish you all the best with the website, Dan, and obviously I'll come down to the Emerging North Live just after the new year, and hopefully I'll speak to you again soon. So Dan Seale, thanks very much, mate.
Thank you very much. Cheers mate. Thanks.